Sir Laurence Olivier, whose interpretation of Shakespeare's signature roles were often considered definitive, often adapted those roles for films, and here he is as the doomed Prince of Denmark.
For in that sleep of death, what dreams may come when we have shuffled off this mortal coil must give us pause.
Lord Laurence Olivier hoped to bring a fourth Shakespeare play to the big screen. I'm going to be careful now. I'm going to utter the word Macbeth. The great actor and director wrote the screenplay, but he couldn't raise the money to make the film. The screenplay was soon forgotten and thought lost until recently. Jennifer Barnes, a university lecturer from the UK, found Lord Olivier's adaptations at the British Library. She joins us now from the BBC in Exeter. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
What do you notice when you read them?
Well, they're so interesting on so many levels. Olivier, when he filmed Hamlet in 1948, he talked then about his desire to make Macbeth, and he talked about envisioning a blood-bolted and murky production. And the screenplay certainly suggests a film that would have conformed to that vision. It's very misty and grey and watery, but immediately this is shot through with blood. So we have a very kind of grey and red landscape.
In the drafts that you have read, did Lord Olivier, as some great directors have been known to do, take many liberties with Shakespeare?
I think one of the most significant cuts is the dagger soliloquy, which I think everybody would expect to be included in this film.
I tell you what, to remind people, let's have a great actor, Sir Patrick Stewart, perform a bit of that soliloquy.
Is this a dagger which I see before me? The handle toward my hand. Come, let me clutch thee.
And in Lord Olivier's version?
Well, it's cut in half, so we have half of the soliloquy, and during that time, while Olivier slash Macbeth is describing withered murder pacing towards Duncan, the image that we see is actually of Lady Macbeth wresting the daggers from Duncan's grooms. So while Lady Macbeth is not guilty of Duncan's murder, she is certainly much more visually implicated in it than Macbeth himself.
Macbeth, there, I said it again. It has a kind of dark history in the theatre, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It's got very dark associations.
You were not supposed to say the name I just uttered inside a theatre. And I have got to tell you, I don't feel great about saying it inside a radio studio.
You have to say the Scottish play. But hopefully in this instance, Macbeth has come back in a very positive way and will be able to tell us something very positive about Olivier and the impact that he's had on cultural memories of Shakespeare, hopefully.
Jennifer Barnes, who is the finder of Sir Laurence Olivier's screenplay of Macbeth, joining us from the BBC in Exeter. Thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
This is NPR News.